Mr. President, I don't need to remind my colleagues, but the fire and emergency services here in Pennsylvania are in a crisis. Recruitment and retention of personnel are at a cataclysmic level. The ability of the fire and emergency service companies to pay for expensive equipment and safety gear, let alone putting fuel in the fire trucks or keeping the lights on at the station, is forcing more and more departments to close their doors because of this crisis. A few years ago, the General Assembly empaneled the SR6 Commission to make recommendations as to how the state could be a stronger partner in addressing this calamity. One of the SR6 recommendations is embodied in Senate Bill 987. This bill will create a cabinet-level state fire commissioner who would report directly to the governor. As such, the fire commissioner will be a respected and high-profile advocate for the fire and emergency services statewide. And with the hope of more funding, the Office of the State Fire Commissioner would be given a more robust ability to directly assist fire and EMS departments with volunteer and employee recruitment efforts. Certainly, this bill in itself will not stem the crisis. However, empowering a strong advocate for the emergency services can help to provide leadership and direction to get other important initiatives across the goal line. As a matter of fact, when the final report of the SR6 Commission was presented to the Senate and House Veterans Affairs and Emergency Preparedness Committees, I asked the testifiers, which recommendation should be the number one priority? Without hesitation, they asked for this, a more robust, cabinet-level state fire commissioner. Mr. President, I stand in favor of Senate Bill 987, and I ask my colleagues to join me in supporting this important legislation.